The transition, said Special Representative Mahiga, was made with a number of major accomplishments.
The first one was the adoption provisionally of the Constitution. The second was the convening of a new parliament. The third was the election of a president who in many ways does represent a very fundamental change in the leadership of the country.
The special representative credits the roadmap for bringing about the successful transition. The roadmap is a peace plan that called for regular meetings to address security and other key challenges facing Somalia, the disengagement of fighters, and the prevention of the use of children in armed conflict.
The roadmap was a different framework that brought success and forward movement to the peace process after previous failures to similar attempts to form a government.
Mahiga also praised the invaluable contribution of the Somali elders, whose participation and guidance ensured that the process was an inclusive one.
In the absence of direct elections, whether to have a referendum on the Constitution or to have direct elections on the government, the main source of legitimacy left was the traditional elders. 135 of them from all over the country were convened in Mogadishu.
There was another factor that contributed to the success of the transition, technology. Cell phones, according to Mr. Mahiga, were used as a crucial tool for communication.
There are no roads. We could only use the air transport to bring the elders. But that telephone, that cell phone, did magic in communicating with elders and the elders communicating with their respective constituencies.
Special Representative Mahiga said he had seen many elections in Africa. This was one of the most democratic and transparent. Jerry Adams, United Nations.